Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and I've also discovered something called core inspirational innovation. It's where inspiration overcomes thinking and how, and it's about understanding that life is to be lived unthinking with an inspired, innovative listening to yourself. And really what it is, it's overcoming overthinking life and being stuck in everything that's happened in life and always doing the same and thinking you're going somewhere, but yet everything stays the same. And one thing I just discovered actually tonight is how arrogance is a stifling silliness we allow to overtake our life. That is me included. And this is really something I've really expanded into and I talk about a lot now is if you want to release something, teach it to the world. Because every experience is a lesson for the world and not just you and not just for yourself. It's really about unleashing that who I am on the inside, and I'll speak a lot in first person tonight. But really, arrogance and always thinking we have to overdo something is really the downfall of a lot of people in a lot of ways. So as I opened up to understand this and I moved on with life, I'm really becoming to see the innocence of life because everybody is entitled to their own way of life and doing life. And as we do that, life becomes more entertaining for ourselves. And we really open up, and when we do it for ourselves, we become more energetic to people and for people to expand and really open up to a new, just a new person and new who I am deals to do the right thing and also become more energetic towards ourselves. And when we become energized for ourselves, we actually open up and become more realistic for many, many things in our own lives. But it really comes down to what are we open and willing to experience ourselves. And arrogance, you know, makes you feel good in the head, but deep inside, you know, arrogance is a fear of my own abilities. And I realize that now every time I've gotten arrogant, something else has happened. And it really breaks down for me to expand. But as I open up to this one today about how do I allow life to stifle me, and that comes into me getting involved in the overthinking of everything and really afraid to execute the experiences of expansion. And that is what I really, really open up now to understand that. And I feel better for myself because by allowing people to hear this to expand their life, I release it from within me. Do you feel that? And when I teach, I really, really open up a new way for me to understand life and play in a better, bolder way. And as I look through this, life has become more innocent and more just elegant for me to do and experience and just love life, lust in life, lust in trust of who I am. And that is where I'm at. And, you know, and the thing is, when people don't trust you, they stay away from you. But when people open up to you, you really become a more open and a sovereign savvy. And that's something else I really want to talk about, is opening up to using the word savvy and lure, L-O-R-E, because there's kind of an inquisitive curiosity within ourselves, and it opens up a sagacious astuteness that is very, very vibrant, yesing my life. And savvy and lure, they're kind of, they really get involved with the opening of the innovative channels within us. We actually dial up the wisdom within ourselves to play in a bigger field of prosperity. How do you feel understanding that? That, you know, with savvy and lure, they allow you to go with deeper within yourself because they're unattached. It's really about using words and verbiage of unattachment to who you are and where you're going in life. And we become so attached to where we live and things like that, we're afraid to move away. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with staying where you are. But there is a big, bright world out there just waiting for you to be who you are and stand up and really, really put forth all the newness within yourselves. As I open up to understand that life sends me stifling situations to cause me to go inside, and something else that comes to me, life has a special dance of enhanced prowess. But what I now understand is the higher, the mystical forces, whatever they are, they send this stuff to instantly feature the arrogance and that. And those that are open understand humility and the humble pie. And I've ate a lot of humble pie in my life, I have to admit. But you know what? I'm here to stand here to live through it. And as I do that, life becomes a real open book for me. And I really get to play in a new field of prosperity in every way. So what else is up with everybody? And how do you allow yourself the freedom to understand that event that's right in front of you is an expanding visionary epiphany, naturalizing trend-setting talent within you to move forward? Because we take it as, wow, look at me, I got this big challenge. But all the challenge is opening up to get things done and move forward in life. Because nobody understands your life as well as you when you quit allowing life to stifle you. And this is going to be an easy tomorrow called Unstifled Life. Because we try to do anything within the system of one size fits all. And that's where we're at today, is one size fits all. And one size don't fit anybody because there's multiple things for us all to do and enjoy. But we have to let go of the comfort zone, of the cloning comfort zone that we clone ourselves after somebody else. And as we do this, we really get to play in a better, bolder way. As I now understand, life allows me all the grandeur when I quit playing in the one-size-fits-all crawl. Because when you step outside of that one-size-fits-all, you cause other people's insides to crawl because they understand you've expanded somewhere, but they don't know where to go. And they really don't want, and people don't want to let go of where they're at in life. And that's a thing. It's really called the innocence of life, because life is totally innocent. Everything that happens in life, people have done through their thoughts, thinking, and the ingrained teachings from other people. And a lot of times, they get special treatment from them above them. So as you open up to play this game, life becomes a new way and a new entertaining game. So where in your life are you stuck and afraid to move forward in your life? So what is it that you're staying holding on to that really needs, that's stifling you? You know, parents want to control their kids' life after they're gone. You know, the thing about life is you facilitate it. It's lively, innovative, facilitating event. That's what life is. But the facilitation is unattached to everything we know, everything we've been taught. And it's really unattached from the system that we all understand is our life. So what is it that you really step back and never want to be involved in again? What is happening in your life right now that creates havoc within yourself and causes you to be afraid of life and everything in it? So as I move forward with this and life becomes an entertaining situation, how do you open up and allow the situation to be emancipation and electric energy to move you forward? That is an interesting thing right there, emancipation energy. How is life an emancipating energy that we're afraid to endear to and be caught up in and avow to and allow it to wow us and enjoy the life rather than just be stuck in the muck of yesterday? So where is it in your life that life really becomes engaging and fun for you? Where is it that life is really about opening up to the grandeur of your myself? As I say myself, I mean you. But anyway, but where is the grandeur of the genuine, robust attitude, naturalizing dreamers, everyday utopian reverence? Or are you very bright and wise within yourself and you really step back and never really ever wanted to admit it? How about realize and admit it? The talent for your life is within you and it really will set you free in every way. So as I move forward in life, how am I going to unstifle my life to rifle with the thrills and spills of life? Anyway, I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website's mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And please, if you want to expand your life through innocence, that will be a new webinar of mine. So please enjoy your day, and we'll see you Thursday night, and we will have fun and be open to the game of life, to unstifle the life of liberty within ourselves. Anyway, and good night, and we will see you Thursday, and we will have something else, and you are a blessing to me and the world, and good night.